Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show.
All right, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here again, as always, and here doing another episode, another week, more news, more things going on in the film industry, and we're here to talk about it. I'm one of your hosts, Bye Powell, joined with the other host, Trent. Trent, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Good. As
yep.
always.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, what have you seen going on?
Yeah, man, kind of crazy week. As I said before, I feel like the movie box office, it's been dead. It's been dry in Hollywood, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's just not been much. And of course, we had one big blockbuster film come out this past week, and we'll obviously talk about how that movie is doing in the theaters. And yeah, there's some movies coming out this weekend I'm actually looking somewhat forward to. There's two of them. And yeah, but I think, I don't know, Tobias, do you want to just start off by talking about the massive, shocking, sensational Marvel reveal that we got this week?
Yeah.
We've shared some memes here and there, joked a little bit, but we haven't really talked about this. So what was your opinion? I don't know about you, but I didn't necessarily watch it. I listened to someone live streaming it and kind of discussing it the whole time for like 4 hours while I was at work. So I kind of followed along as it went with some breaks here and there. Yeah. But what was your opinion of it all? Did you even know it was happening? What's up?
Yeah, I was seeing X posts about it, and I was like, okay, cool. I waited till it was over, and I asked Grok, I said, hey, who did they announce is going to be in the movie? And then it just gave me a list. I was like, sweet.
Okay.
I decided not to waste 3 to 4 hours of my life.
Oh, Tobias.
Worrying about who was going to be in this movie when I already knew who was going to be in it. I mean, I think the only surprise was Tom Hiddleston. I was
really
very surprised.
Okay. That was like one of the least surprising ones for me.
I thought he was going to be done. I thought he was... just done with Marvel.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because of Loki season 2. Well, yeah, but wasn't he set up as like the god of time or whatever, and so he's gonna...
Yeah, so I thought he was just done.
I guess. Dude,
I don't know.
The shocking ones for me were Ian McKellen and sort of... Not necessarily shocking, like all the X-Men, I guess, as far as like a reveal. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew we were going to get X-Men, but they're bringing all the old X-Men. They're not even saying, hey.
Yeah.
All right, so let me rewind. This is the main cast for Avengers Doomsday. Will there be other people in the film? Yeah. Yes, there's going to be a lot of cameos. There's going to be a lot of other side characters throughout the film.
There's one that was omitted that I was surprised by.
Omitted? There was like four or five that I was surprised. Actually, no, there's a lot that they were omitted. And I'll get into that in a second. But I was surprised, I guess, that the old X-Men, 90-year-old Ian McKellen, who was too old to play Gandalf in The Hobbit, is coming back to play Magneto. Yeah, I was surprised about that. And that they're not like saying, hey,
yeah,
here's
true.
A new actor to play Magneto. Like, that's what I would have expected, that we'd get like a new cast of X-Men. But no. We get the new Fantastic Four, but then all the old X-Men, whatever. And And so I was surprised by that. James Mortensen, whatever, Rebecca, whatever name is, who played Mystique. And who was the other one? Oh, Alan Cumming, who played Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah. I was surprised about with that one for sure. And Channing Tatum as Gambit.
I mean, yeah, that. I mean,
not surprised, but like
a lot of these, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I what like sort of surprised, I guess, but like at the same time, I'm like, it's also like a complete I don't care.
Yeah.
At this point, like that's what it is. Like, oh, like I guess to some people this is surprising, but I guess I just don't care anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, exactly. Oh, Disney wants to go even more in debt and fail even more. Cool. Hire all these people. Like,
well, like what? I guess what do you mean exactly by that? As far as like bringing back the old X-Men was like a bad decision, or
no? I mean. Well, no, I mean, I think just because of where they are right now, yeah. like what are they even making? Like, what's this, like, why are they making an Avengers movie? How have they even built up to it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, there's more characters. I'm like, wait, that guy's not a main character. That guy's not a main character, you know?
Right.
It's, basically, Fantastic Four is like the leaders of. It seems like it's gonna be. They're gonna be the leaders of the new Avengers.
That's what's interesting about it, because so they, I think, whatever her name is, who's playing Sue Storm. She was like the second one announced, and then Pedro was the second to last one announced, right before Robert Downey Jr. And so I'm like, okay, so they're saying that Pedro Pascal is leading the Avengers, maybe, I don't know. Like, why was he the name?
Yeah.
It's like, you would think that they would build up to some, like, big name towards the end. But instead, it's, oh, Pedro Pascal. Right. We were expecting him the whole time. Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Obviously. You've already told us that. And yeah. So, it was, like, kind of odd how they concluded. Are they saying that Reed Richards is going to lead the Avengers? Maybe. I don't think he has the gravitas to lead
I think that's what they're doing, though. And sure. I think they... Yeah. This is such a mess, and they have no vision, nothing they've worked towards. I mean, where's Shang-Chi? Literally, where is Shang-Chi? Like
he's in it. Simu Liu.
He is?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on the list.
Okay. Well, still. But, I mean, like...
Where's Doctor Strange?
It doesn't make sense.
They had a whole multiverse of madness, a multiversal movie, and then they're doing a multiversal Avengers, and Doctor Strange isn't a prominent character.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. He'll be in it, no doubt, but he's not going to be one of the main characters, really.
This is the other thing that's so weird.
The other one that I was surprised by was Deadpool. I thought he was for sure going to be one of the main characters.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I thought like maybe maybe like they could have done like Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. That would have been a great like towards the end reveal. But here's the thing.
Not Hugh Jackman. I think Ryan Reynolds.
If Ryan Reynolds comes back, I think Hugh Jackman's coming back. I think Secret Wars. That's the thing you have to remember is that this isn't Secret Wars. This isn't the big multiversal everyone. Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider. They're not.
Yeah.
And what's also interesting.
Yeah, where the heck was Nicolas Cage? Wait a minute. Was Tom Holland on the list?
Nope. Tom Holland was not.
I only looked at the X. I only asked Grock. I said, Grock, who was in it? I looked at it
all
once.
Right. So Tom Holland was. Not in it, which makes sense because they're doing Spider-Man 4, and I'm assuming he'll be a prominent character in Secret Wars. However, there were rumors that he was going to be one of the leaders of the Avengers, but what?
And I don't know if you remember the rumor that we talked about last week, maybe the week before, is that Spider-Man 4 is going to be a direct sequel of Doomsday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
So that could be why. So, I mean, it could be kind of like a, was that how it was with Infinity War? No, he was in Infinity War.
Never he was. Captain Marvel was the, like, sequel to Infinity War kind of deal. Which,
oh, yeah. Were any of the Marvels in
it? No. So Captain Marvel, not in it. Miss Marvel wasn't.
I don't think
so,
she was.
What's also interesting is Rebecca, Ramona, or what's her name? Whoever the Black Marvel's character is, the one at the end where Kelsey Grammer's Beast comes in the end credits. Remember that? Kelsey Grammer was announced. I don't know if you saw that. So he's coming back as the Beast, which makes sense.
Nice,
that was
yeah.
one I was like stoked on. Yeah. Like Kelsey Grammer's like one of the like most outspoken. I think not really most. He's one of the big like outspoken Christians in Hollywood. So I was like surprised by that. Mm-hmm. But so you had Kelsey Grammer, who plays Beast, great, an awesome Beast. I'm glad he is it, but none of the Marvel's characters, even with the end credit scene, who he's with one of the Marvel's characters. I can't remember her name. I don't care.
Rambo.
Whatever.
It's like a little extra A in the A. Rambo. So it's not Rambo. It's just Rambo.
Rambo. I don't know. So she wasn't announced. Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, who we'll get into that when we talk about Daredevil. Wait, did you watch Daredevil?
I have not watched the most recent episode.
Episodes. There was two.
Episodes. I have not
well,
watched the most
don't
recent
watch
episodes.
Five. It was a filler throwaway. And we meet Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel's dad, and he's a prominent character in the episode, and he reminds us like 50 times that he's Kamala Khan's.
Wait, whose dad?
Kamala Khan.
Who's Kamala Khan?
Miss Marvel.
Oh.
Remember the TV show, Miss Marvel? Her dad is in the show. He's in this episode, and he reminds everyone like 50 times that he's Kamala Khan's father. So it was really annoying.
I think that's kind of in character for him, but.
Did you watch?
To give the benefit of
Did you watch Miss Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, but.
Not the worst show, actually.
I've heard. But like, or I think you talked about it. But it was just ridiculous because it's set in a Daredevil TV show and it takes you out of the show because he keeps referencing Miss Marvel
over
and over again. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Anyways,
that would be awful.
Daredevil obviously wasn't in that, like Henry or
yeah,
not
well. So like none of this was any of the Thunderbolts. Red Guardian
every
was,
Thunderbolt,
right? David Harbour.
Every Thunderbolt except for Taskmaster
oh, really?
Was announced.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
every single one.
This movie is gonna suck. I mean,
so that's
who
so,
the heck are these characters?
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, I get it. Like, I get who they are, but like, they these characters that they built up.
Goodbye. Yeah,
nobody cares.
The
about
The build
them.
Up to Doomsday is Captain America, Brave New World.
Oh yeah, what's his name?
He's in it. Thunderbolts. And Fantastic Four. Those are the three build-ups. The movies that come out right before Doomsday. I don't think there's any other. Mm-hmm. I could be mistaken if there was another one. But I think those are the next three, the three movies leading up to Doomsday.
Yeah.
What, like, this is, what are they doing? They're just, all they did with this showcase is to, like, kind of, like, give like a pat on their own back and say, oh, look what we did. We got all these people together to do a movie that we've done a terrible job at building up to, that the only hype that's created for it is the fact that it's an Avengers movie. That's it. Mm-hmm. This gives me just 2017 Justice League vibes, where it's they rush the plot ahead to get all these characters together that you're not invested in, you don't really know much about. You have maybe one or two prominent ones that you've been with for a while, and then we're like, hey, here's a Doom, here's Robert Downey Jr.'s back as Doomsday, here's a big multiversal event movie. Enjoy.
Yeah. Well, you have these two of the three movies leading up are already team up movies.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, you're so, like, it's getting so jumbled up in a big old heaping mess because, I mean, Thunderbolts is a heaping mess. It's got a ton of characters.
Yeah.
Like, Thunderbolts is literally like a big team up movie. Like it's like I think it's a bigger team than Age of Ultron. I'm pretty sure it's bigger team than Age of Ultron, or maybe the same size.
Maybe. Jeremy Renner also, he was not announced. Scarlett Johansson was not announced.
Because you had the...
Sorry.
Was the other Hawkeye girl announced?
No. Haley Steinfeld?
Interesting. No. So, yeah. So you have... Because in Avengers, they had 5, right? Or was it 6?
Avengers. I don't do that. Oh, yeah.
I think it was 5.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo also not and announced.
She-Hulk?
She-Hulk? No, nope, not announced. Okay, so here's the other thing.
Very interesting.
So there was...
Okay, well, hold on.
Sorry, I know. There's so much stuff. Go ahead.
So Avengers has like 5, maybe 6, and then Age of Ultron has 7, maybe 8. And I'm pretty sure there's 8 characters in Thunderbolts, maybe 7.
Okay.
So it's literally the same size as Age of Ultron. Like, it's a huge team-up movie. And... they're using that as a setup for a bigger team up movie. It doesn't work. Like with Doomsday, they're trying to do Infinity War, something they worked for 20 years for.
100%.
In, well, 10 years, I guess.
Ten years
for in 5 years. Like they're trying to do what they did in 10 years in 5 years.
Well,
and it's not going
to
work.
Right. Because this was not the plan. The plan was to do Kang Dynasty. The plan was to set up this new big bad from the beginning of Phase 4, which started like what, 5 years ago, like you said, 5 years. And take this time to build up like they did in the first few phases of Marvel to build up to the big event movie. And they've completely messed up with that. They rushed this last minute and said, nope, we're doing Doomsday, we're hiring Robert Downey Jr., we're gonna pay him $4 million, $8 million, I don't know, $40 million. It was a ridiculous amount of money. We're gonna pay him a ridiculous amount of
probably
money.
Probably 40.
I think maybe 40,
because I think I think the lower end of, Infinity War and Endgame was like $10 million, like for a lot of those guys. So he's probably $40 million.
And that doesn't include the money he's going to get back from the box office. We're going to give him all this money so that we can get
and all the reshoots they're going to do.
Yep. And so we can create all this hype for this massive movie. We're going to set it up in Fantastic Four and hope everyone's excited about it a year later when we drop it in the in 26 or whenever it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I'm just, it's just hilarious. Here, one sec.
So
one
bad.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad. So you had mentioned, you know, you didn't want to sit around for 3 or 4 hours to watch this thing. Tobiah, it was 5.5 hours. The whole thing was 5.5 hours of them showing 27. They spent 5 hours to just show 27 chairs.
I don't understand what they...
And they were...
Was it just like the camera just moving very, very, very slowly?
Did you not... Yeah, yeah. So it was just... So
that's all it was?
So what they did, they started on one chair, and then every 10 minutes... They started a song, a theme from this the next person's movie that they've done in the past. So like the X-Men theme, and then they slowly moved the camera down the row to the next chair. Stopped there for 10 minutes. Silence. You looked at the chair for 10 minutes, and then started playing music again. And then slowly moved to the next one. Stop, and then so forth, and. They had like 90 million concurrent views, people watching throughout, which is ridiculous for a stream. So like people tuned in, I will say that, but it was just a big nothing burger. They didn't give us really anything. They said, oh, these old people that you guys like, Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, they're coming back before they die. And also we're gonna watch Professor X die for the fourth time, probably. Yeah. This will be the fourth. This is he's died three times. What in the world? Stop it! Poor Patrick Stewart's gonna kick the bucket next, and it's like, guys, come on, do justice to this character. Stop killing him.
I know. I'm surprised they're even like putting eggs in that basket. Like, well, you guys already have such bad luck. One of these guys are going to die in production. You're going to be even more screwed.
I feel bad for Ian McKellen. Do you remember the set, videos of The Hobbit where he's having to act as Gandalf behind a bunch of green screens, where it's just, and he talks about it, how it's like, it's just so strange for him to have to like sit and try to act when you're acting at nothing, just like a green screen, and you just see him just kind of just sad about it and just feel bad and just imagine this movie.
I don't know, for sure.
This is wild. Like, what, and like the thing, like, what have they built up? Like, okay, what are the X-Men doing? What how are they going to be brought into the story? What's the build up for whatever they are going to do with it? And it's just, there's just a whole, so many questions surrounding it. And then you give us this whole set or this whole cast list and just a whole lot of nothing. So did you see Robert Downey Jr.'s entrance?
Yeah, at the end, he like, I don't know what he said, but he said something.
No, he didn't say. He walked off. He didn't say anything. So he, they got Pedro Pascal, and then 10 minutes later, they play the, I don't know if it's the Avengers theme. I can't remember what it was, or maybe just like a Doctor Doom theme. And then they pan to Robert Downey Jr. And you think like, oh, is it going to be this huge new actor? Are they announcing Henry Cavill as Wolverine or something crazy? No, it's Robert Downey Jr. And then he walks down the chairs, sits down, looks at the camera, shushes the camera, stands up, and then puts his arms out and just says, like, you know, basically saying, hey, here's the cast of my movie. And that was that. 5.5 hours.
Wild.
So who are the Avengers?
Yeah, I know.
I thought they were doing Young Avengers.
Literally, like,
none of the Young Avengers are there.
Right.
Kamala Khan.
So
the Wicked.
Well, yeah, so,
or Wiccan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why in the world are the Thunderbolts in this? They're the Thunderbolts, not the Avengers. They're the Thunderbolts.
They're setting
not
up
Avengers.
That's their big movie, Thunderbolts, dude. It's the Age of Ultron to Infinity War.
That's the point of the different groups, is to distinguish the difference.
Yeah.
Like, Thunderbolts are supposed to be their own thing. Avengers are supposed to be their own thing. There's supposed to be a leader of the Avengers. Where did the Avengers leave off? Like, we had our OG characters who were leading the Avengers. You know, Captain America, I guess, handed off the mantle to what's his name. But you also had, you had Spider-Man, kind of like, he was supposed to be an Avenger. You had Hulk still, like where's Hulk? Like, he's one of the prominent characters.
I'm okay with,
I guess, Thor is in
not
this.
Coming back.
yeah, I know. But
where's,
I mean,
Hulk?
Technically, narratively, he should be.
He should,
in it.
100%.
Like, he should. And Thor is in it, so I guess that can make sense. Where's Hawkeye? Like, these are the main characters. And trying to think of some of the, I guess Wanda, like, she was one of the prominent Avengers.
Yeah.
I guess she kind of got kicked off, maybe.
She died, but that means nothing, but.
Where's White Vision? That's my big question.
Yeah, they didn't have Paul Bettany. Paul Bettany.
Where is White
Vision?
Well,
there's a TV show. So,
I
don't know if
Is he too white?
Yeah, there's a TV show coming out for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's about like the continuation of the White Vision story or whatever from whatever that show was, WandaVision. So,
but almost there's like, okay, Anthony Mackie and Chris Hemsworth are they the only two sort of like OG Avengers?
They're characters because Robert Downey Jr. But yeah, it's just those two. And I wouldn't even say that's Anthony Mackie is an OG. Like it's just Chris Hemsworth.
Oh no. No, he's. I mean,
was he even in Age of Ultron? What was he? Or
no, it would have been. He was in Civil War,
right.
And then Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
So he, yeah. It's crazy.
It is
crazy.
Yeah, like I said, I have a lot of Justice League vibes from this. I think they're just holding on to the hopes that people are going to see it because they're bringing all these characters back. You know, Channing Tatum is right. back because Deadpool and Wolverine made over $1 billion. Or did it make? It hit $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It made a lot of money.
I think so.
So that's why Channing Tatum is back. That's why the old X-Men are back because, people liked seeing all these old characters in Deadpool Wolverine. Well, we're going to bring them back to this for this multiversal movie following Doctor Doom. Yeah, of course. Like, the question is, what's the plot? What's the story? Are we going to follow like a small set of characters and then others are going to join as the story progresses? Probably, maybe. It's probably going to focus on the Fantastic Four because Doctor Doom and, the Fantastic Four are pretty closely entwined.
Man, the amount of they're putting all their eggs in the basket of the Fantastic Four.
Everything, yes.
A group, like a superhero group who has always failed in the box office.
Good point.
Always failed. Yeah. And they're putting all their eggs in that basket. Yep.
Well, they don't got anything
else. So. Yeah, that's insane. They're so dumb.
Oh, right. So this was the thing. One thing that was pretty absent from this list was women, surprisingly. There were like, I think, three or four, maybe five women announced to the 20-something men.
Yeah. Well, you had the Black Panther girl.
Shuri? Shuri was on the list?
Yeah, she was on the list.
You had Mystique.
Mystique,
Sue Storm.
Miss Sue Storm, yeah. I don't remember.
I'm sure there was.
There's probably at least one.
At least one more. What happened to Sharon Carter?
So maybe.
Remember Sharon Carter? She was supposed to be like this new big bad at or something or antagonist at the end of.
Yeah.
What was it?
I'm Falcon surprised Winter she's Soldier. Not. I mean, you think she would be like some big thing in Thunderbolts? Right. Like that would have been where she'd come back. But everybody hated what they did with her in the. In that show, that they probably just decided not to go that direction.
Probably, where's Haley Atwell? Why aren't they bringing back Peggy Carter, the superhero Peggy Carter from What If?
Yeah.
Mind Marvel, you misogynists. Where are the women?
The girl from the Thunderbolts, she's in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Whatever. Oh, the two, the girl from Ant-Man, the Wasp.
Oh, the Ghost.
The Ghost,
yeah. Ghost.
And Florence Pugh or whatever. Whatever her character's name
is. There's five.
Yeah, I think it was five. I think it was five women.
And it was like, what, 20?
22 men.
Five?
22.
22 men. Nice.
Bunch of misogynists. Yeah. I thought, I'm pretty sure Kevin Feige said, like, just a couple of years ago that we're going to progress to the point in the Avengers in the next few years to where there's going to be more females than men. Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
Because it looks like the men are outnumbering the women, like, 3-1, 4-1. I can't math.
3-1.
3-1, yeah. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
So there's that.
Wait, four to one. Yeah.
No, yeah, right. 4-1. We're just a bunch of retards. Anyways.
So there's 27 names announced.
Yeah.
I don't think Grok gave me 27 names. I need to go back.
Okay.
maybe I thought it was 3 hours long, and so I missed it. It wasn't done.
That might be it. No, it went well into the afternoon. Yeah. So what's funny is there were rumors that, serious rumors by credible sources that they were going to announce some big names, like new mm-hmm. characters. Unless I'm mistaken, there were zero new characters. It was all previous characters, actors that have been in Marvel projects.
Yeah.
So, what's up with that? Who knows? You're right. I don't care. It got to the end. I was like, Robert Downey Jr., great. Yay. I could care less. Will I see this movie? Of course. Will it be any good? Probably not. I think it's just going to be a convoluted mess, and they're going to try to capture the old Marvel vibe, feel, and I think it will most likely fall short.
Yeah.
None of the newer X-Men, like the younger versions, none of them are back.
Yeah, I know. That's so weird.
No Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, why don't they bring the...
Maybe you should call it the younger the X-Women. Oh, sorry.
Why don't they bring the younger Magneto and the younger Charles?
Oh, dude. Fassbender is such a good Magneto. Yeah, anyways.
I don't understand why they left all that whole group of people just completely left out. So weird. But I don't know. Anything. I guess I had a couple other things besides Marvel.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say about that. Just a big nothing burger. Just like whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Was shocking.
Yeah, I guess there's also no excuse for them to not have Charlie Cox because they have Thunderbolts. So it's like if you include Thunderbolts, you can also include your street heroes.
I mean, yeah, it's so weird. I'm assuming it's because they're doing something big, but they have plans for Spider-Man and they're keeping it wrapped tight. So they're not gonna have these characters prominent in Doomsday, so they can set up Spider-Man and then lead Spider-Man into Secret Wars. Probably.
Yeah.
Daredevil will be in Spider-Man 4. I'm certain of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know what to expect for Spider-Man
That's 4. True. I don't know either.
I hope it's decent. I hope they do the smart thing and keep Spider-Man street level.
That'd be nice.
And make it good, but we'll see.
That'd be nice.
Anyway, Andor season 2, they released their trailer. I don't know if you, or a new trailer.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I think I watched it.
I didn't really. I just saw there's a trailer. I didn't even finish watching the trailer. I didn't really have much interest in it. I don't know if you watched it or had an interest in it.
I just don't. I will watch Andor, but I have no interest or excitement for it. I'm so over Star Wars. I'm over anything Disney's
losing. I think there's two full Star Wars TV shows I have not watched a single episode for.
Which ones?
The one with the kids?
Yeah, Skeleton Crew.
Acolyte, I technically watched the first. That's how many minutes was it? Three? Five?
I think you made 3 minutes.
Something like that. I didn't watch any episodes for either of those. Yeah. So pretty crazy that's where we're at. I mean, I can't believe I'm not hyped to watch Daredevil. Like, even Daredevil, I forgot that there were episodes. Like, this was supposed to be like a great show, and I forget that they have episodes coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure the week after Daredevil ends, they're releasing it. So Daredevil has 3 episodes left. They released 2 2 days ago. It they have 3 more episodes, and then Andor starts after that. And then Andor's doing, I don't know what the release is, but I know they have 3 episodes. And then a time jump, 3 episodes and a time jump, and I think there's 9 episodes, and which leads up to Rogue One. So we know how the story ends.
Oh, really? This season leads up to Rogue
One? Yeah, this is it. This is the end.
Interesting.
They had plans for like 3 or 4 seasons, but no, they're just doing the 2.
I wonder why.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the only other thing I had was... we released a trailer for the baseball league.
Yes.
So if you haven't checked that out, go check that out. It is up and you can watch that trailer. And we're going to be releasing the show on our Patreon sometime soon. Not too far off. We haven't set a release date yet. I'm still trying to figure out exactly when we're going to release it. I don't want to give any false promises, but it is going to be very soon. And if you want to support us, as always, head over to patreon.com/thepalbros. We got 2 movies on there right now. We got a TV show coming out very soon, just like I said. And then, of course, you get early access to the Palbros movie reviews, as well as Movie Chronicles with the Palbros. You'll get that a couple days earlier than everybody else. Yeah, we greatly appreciate your support and need your support. So I believe we're doing good work here, and we hope you're enjoying it. And so, but we're trying to make it worth it for you guys as well. It's just $5 a month. So yeah, our show's coming out really soon. It's going to be great. You'll enjoy it. And it'll make you laugh for sure.
Yeah.
If you like The Office, if you like Parks and Rec, that style of shows, you'll definitely like our show.
Yes.
And you can go check out the trailer.
Please do. Check it out. Go like it.
Yeah.
Share it.
Yep. Did you have anything else?
And, you know, baseball season just started today. So
that is true.
Tie into that. Well, today, as in our recording, the time we are recording it. This episode right now.
Yes.
Baseball has started.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's that.
Yep.
It's actually to buy.
Yep.
That's
yep.
I mean, we're going to be releasing this at a good time. Once get it out.
That was sort of the plan all along.
Oh, sweet. Well, there you go. I didn't even know that.
That's why I wanted to do it in spring.
I didn't even put that together. So there you go. Until now. I just thought about it.
Okay. Yeah. Although our last episode is a holiday episode, so just, that's the only thing that doesn't make any sense.
Well, so. I mean, by the time, we can talk about this in the time, but.
Yeah.
It'll lead up to closer to the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, a few weeks.
Maybe.
But yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Just a couple weeks, we could be releasing.
Okay, sweet. There we go.
I'm telling you guys now, like, episode 1 could be up on our Patreon.
Stay tuned.
Within a couple weeks. So subscribe. You'll get notified as soon as the episode drops. Right. We'll also have, I don't know what we'll also have. I mean, you'll see. You'll know when it's out for sure.
Yeah.
But subscribe now and a couple weeks likely. It'll be coming out within the next couple to few weeks.
Awesome.
It's very soon. Very, very soon. Cool. Well, did you have anything else?
There's a couple things. I'm going to go see a movie tonight. The Woman in the Yard, the next Blumhouse horror movie. I said I was going to watch all the Blumhouse movies this year, and is this the first one? Yeah, I think it's the first one. I feel like there was another one already, but maybe not. There's only, yeah. Anyways, so Woman in the Yard, I have zero expectations for this. I don't know. I mean, I've seen the trailer once or twice. Looks kind of creepy. Looking forward to seeing another spooky movie. So that, yep. And then Working Man comes out. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
So yep. I might see that as well sometime. But
mm-hmm.
Can you say something?
Yep. I was going to say, we also have our other podcast on our Patreon.
Yep.
We have our mini reviews on there, exclusive to Patreon. And I'm sure Trenton will be doing mini reviews for those. Yep. So stay tuned. And yeah, just another perk on our Patreon.
Definitely.
Should definitely check it out. Yep.
And then I guess I mentioned Snow White at the beginning. I'll finish up with Snow White. It is doing terribly at the box office, worse than expected.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
No one's seeing this movie. It brought in some money at the on the first weekend, but it was like $48 million,
Last I saw, which I checked, I think yesterday, it had $91 million.
Yeah. So not even $100 million in its first week. Is pretty sad for a big blockbuster Disney film.
This movie had at least $400 million with marketing.
With marketing, yeah.
It cost at least $400 million.
At least. Well, yeah, the marketing. Some were set. I think there were some reports that it was only $100 million, but it sounds like it was probably closer to $200 million. And with how much they did market it, because I saw this movie everywhere. Marketed as much as it could possibly be, I feel like. And they probably spent closer to $200 million with probably a $300 million budget. It could be upwards of $500 million, which means they need to make like $800 million to break even. So good luck. This movie,
that would be $500 million.
Yeah, yeah.
With marketing. Yeah. Would be breaking even.
Well, remember they only get half of the theater tickets, so international is even less.
Right.
So yeah, it's just
you
usually raise it about at least a two-thirds. Anyways.
Yep.
It's sad that it came to this point. I guarantee you, if Rachel Zegler had never opened her mouth and bashed the original and went on X and said that she hopes, Trump followers will have no peace, and she went on and said F Trump. If she wouldn't have done all that, I bet you this movie would have had a way bigger opening weekend, just because people are going to check it out. Because if you look at the marketing, it for the most part looks like a Snow White movie. The CGI dwarves are horrifying, but besides that, if you don't have the whole thing with Peter Dinklage and saying that, you know, it's offensive for them to have midgets play dwarves in the movie. If you didn't have all that controversy, if they would have just kept it clean and just released the movie, yes, it still is a terrible movie, and the reviews would have come out, and then it would have had a huge drop off. Mm-hmm. But it probably could have made closer to $100 million in its first weekend. But because of Rachel Zegler, because she couldn't keep her mouth shut, and because she said the things she did and just ruined the reputation of this film, No one cared. No one wanted to see it. And mm-hmm. the movie is just a pro-communist, I would say anti-gospel, because you're flipping the love story upside down, where the princess doesn't need the prince to save him, mm-hmm. save her, and so forth. Even though they do have they have the kiss in the film, apparently. It's just really awkward, and it feels like it was put in like last minute. It was just forced. Mm-hmm. But she defeats the witch by her own will. She conjures up she doesn't fall in love with the prince. She literally friend zones him in the end, and she is able to, you know, be the leader that her father always said that she could be, as she rules her communist utopia, and the end.
It's got, last I checked, 1.7 on IMDb.
Yeah, it continued to drop. So it started like 2.4, I think, and it just keeps dropping.
Yeah.
1.7 IMDb, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure it's the worst Disney movie of all time, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that, And
I think Mars Needs Moms.
Right. That was the
lowest.
Mars Needs Moms. Yes, I remember when that came out.
And I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is right around there.
It's probably it's around there. So, and what's funny is Disney is kind of like going after her, or they're kind of throwing Rachel Zegler under the bus in some ways. Basically saying it was her fault. Apparently they hired a social media guru to go and like fly to her and talk to her about her posts on X and things and like say like, hey, you can't be saying these things. Like, we're trying to release a movie here. We've put hundreds of millions of dollars into this. We can't have this ruined by because of your reputation. You need to just be silent. And I'm sure that worked. She has been pretty silent in the last like 6 months. Things here and there, but this movie is going to go down in infamy. It's just one of the worst things Disney's ever done.
Yeah.
So, Disney can blame crazy. Rachel Zegler, but it's Disney's fault. They hired her. They put her out. When she went on the red carpet and said that, like, this isn't 1937 anymore. So, the prince isn't going to save the princess and so forth. When she said all that, she said that because that's the story that Disney wrote. That's the story that Disney gave to her and told her the character that they told her to be. This is Disney's fault.
Yeah.
But Rachel Zegler made it worse by her comments and the way that she went about things and how she completely bashed the original 1937 movie that started off Disney.
It's funny that, I mean, this, I mean, you know, Snow White was Walt Disney's first movie, and this is the, what anniversary is this? The 100th?
We talked about this last week. We had said that Snow White came out in like the 50s. We were both wrong. It came out in 1937. They had the 100th anniversary of Walt Disney Studios or whatever, or I can't remember what it was, but there was 100 years of the Walt Disney Company. Last year, Snow White came out in 1937. So Disney had done some stuff before. I think Disneyland probably opened.
This was his first feature film, though, I think.
Snow White was, yes.
First featured anime. Yeah. And so it's poetic that this movie is becoming Disney's worst thing
ever.
And the original animated was what made Disney what it was back in the day. But they're doing everything the opposite of what Walt Disney did with the original Snow White.
Yep.
And so it's like, it's poetic because that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, of course, if you do the opposite of everything Walt Disney was doing back then and going completely against his messaging and his goals and what he was
his
trying
vision.
To do.
Yeah.
Of course, what you are trying to make is going to be horrible and like... you're just gonna destroy yourselves.
Mess around and find
you're doing
out
the opposite of what he did.
Yep.
Yep.
that's pretty much what this movie was, and evidently so.
Yep.
So that's that. I don't think I got anything else.
Cool.
Daredevil, Born Again, boring. Episode 5, snooze fest. Nothing happened. Filler episode in a 9-episode season. Episode 6 was a little bit better, but really only the last 10 minutes. And the last 10 minutes just, once again, make you miss the original show and makes you just want to go back and watch that instead of Daredevil Born Again. So there's that.
Yeah. It doesn't even come close to the original show. Like, doesn't even compare. Not even
comparing
close.
The new Daredevil to the old is like comparing the new Snow White to the old Snow White. Maybe not that bad, but it's bad.
Not quite, but yeah. All right, well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoy our podcast, and we would appreciate your support over on patreon.com/thepalbros, and help us to continue to do this and continue to make content, continue to make good movies and TV shows and all that. So hope you enjoy this, and remember to glorify God and watch good movies. We're out.
Bye.
Bye.